things are going my way. I sleep like a baby.
I cut out men years ago. I cut out men so long ago, and honestly, my life has been so much better. So much better. I don't know why this is all of a sudden this big social phenomenon that people are talking about post-election, but like literally, like I cut out men years ago. I honestly don't even see them anymore. I walk by, sometimes I bump into them because I don't even see them. Like they don't exist.
You are coping and seeing. You just can't accept what you're seeing. Yes, you're coping and seeing. The truth is coping so hard.
Coping and seething.
Here is the biggest problem that I see with the 4B movement. So if women decide to stop dating, marrying, you know, having relations with men, the trope, of course, is that women are going to expire alone with cats, right? But here's the thing, if so many women decide to join the 4B movement, and thus they are going to expire alone with cats, are we going to run out of cats? We're going to run out of cats. So what are we going to do? Should we, in absence of the time we spend with men, should we become cat breeders? There could be some good money in that. You know, we could start this, or we can continue this 4B movement.
You are coping and seething. You just can't accept what you're seeing. Yes, you're coping and seething. The truth it is scalding, and now you are molding and coping. Coping so hard.
Ever since I started this account, I have realized that men, most men, in fact, hates women.
Coping so hard.
Coping and seething.
I think people got it messed up with the 4B movement. They're like, so women just aren't gonna get it from anywhere? They're just gonna go without? How are they gonna survive? First off, think you underestimate what's in my nightstand. Secondly, some of us also found liberal men with vasectomies, and I can promise you he will not be going without. All right, if my friends are really down that bad, I'll be like, hey, you want a rental? I have no problem with that. Let's be honest.
Nasty bitch.
I trust you're not a Christian,
I'm
but
sorry. No, I am a Christian, actually.
Do you believe what the Bible says?
No, I don't.
You're a Christian, but you don't believe what the Bible says.
Yeah, I honestly like don't really fuck with.
Well,
religion.
let's just for the Bible calls men to be the spiritual leaders of their households. Okay.
But you're talking to someone who isn't even religious, so this is just
wait.
Going
you just
over
said, you're, said a you're a Christian. You're just
my brain hurts.
Are you ready to be silent while I speak? See, you're showing that you're an unruly person. You're not single by accident. You're single because you're unpleasant. And this is how we know you're crazy. I'm going to tell you how we know. Because if you're a good-looking woman and single at the same time, it's a clear indication of being crazy. Because most males, not men, but males will accept anything as long as they can get a pretty face and a little bit of box. But you are truly unruly to the point where even guys who are tricks at nature, they won't even deal with you because you're too unpleasant.
Very true. The woman couldn't even keep from talking for more than a second. None of them can, because if they have to stop, they have to sit and confront exactly what's wrong with their latest theory. Guys, there's more to the reason feminism doesn't work than it's just plain ridiculous to its core. I mean, that's the obvious part of it, but there's also the other extent of the failure, which is that we've seen it all before. It's redundant. Sure, a lot of them were able to get away with these claims during the 80s, because for those unread, it all seemed to be novel, as if it wasn't the reason most civilizations fall. But now the cards are on the table. Everyone knows how the rabbit pops out of the hat. The fact of the matter is, we're not just over it. The entire gambit is just straight up boring.
What would be your biggest red flag for a guy?
Under 6'5".
Under 6'5".
I'm tall, I'm 5'11", so like, I want to wear heels. I need a man to also be very much taller.
Nice.
Texted this guy that I lost $800, this big baller who's been trying to take me out for a month. And he didn't send me $800, bro. He just said, aw, babe, that sucks. That's the rudest thing anyone has ever said to me in my entire life.
No way! You got a bunch of fillers during the carousel ride, and now you want money in exchange for what you see as services? Damn! We've never seen that before. This is a new one. Oh wow. I'm serious. None of it ever changes. It's the same thing with this 4B thing. Most of the women participating in it haven't existed for more than a decade. Which brings me to the point of today's story. The other week, we looked at this speech made by Mona Lazar, a self-proclaimed writer on the Medium website that got pissed off when trads told her she's basically a female incel, as if there's really any other kind in the modern world. She claimed they were men trying to remove bias, and it got me thinking, what did the original story sound like? How ridiculous could it have possibly been for even women to come out of the woodwork to criticize her? And boys, I found it.
My eyes!
She reads, "If only my great-grandma knew her decision to stay single for life is no longer frowned upon, she'd be coming back from the dead to live her life without a man one more time." Her name was Anna. She was a spectacularly beautiful blonde woman living in a small village in the Carpathian Mountains. 4B wasn't a thing back then, neither was the idea that you can live your life without being married. So she got married, got pregnant, and the Second World War started right after. Her husband was drafted.
Interesting.
Anna had her daughter alone, raised her alone, and lived her life alone. Her husband came back a few years later, the hollow shell of the man he used to be, with his brains scrambled by PTSD and his lungs broken by tuberculosis. He died not long after he came back.
Thank you for your service.
Scores of men started to come over to court Anna, and had those big blue eyes with a tint of violet like Liz Taylor used to have. Inadvertently, she was a menace to the male kind, one that wanted to do nothing with the victims of her charms. She just wasn't interested. Forced by dire circumstances, she had already tried a life on her own, and it worked. She was happy with it. It was not only functional, but also calm and happy.
What are you talking about?
At 27, Anna decided that was it. She was no longer interested in being with a man in any way, shape, or form. So she stayed single for the rest of her life. She was doing 4B and didn't even know it. Okay, Mona. Sweetheart, I can't believe I have to explain this to you, but your grandmother wasn't among you and your kind. She was a war widow. She got married, she was loyal, and at the end, external factors left her alone without the man she loved. I've said this before when it comes to single moms, but every single one of them tries to compare themselves to women in that generation, as if they didn't collect child support and alimony and then exile the man. Mona, if your grandma was here today, I doubt she'd see you as kindred spirits.
If you don't want to spend $200 on a first date, it's fine. I don't date broke guys anyway.
Very funny.
Women do earn less in America because they choose to. This is nature's way of saying women should be at home with the kids. They're happier there. They are pretending that they like working, and they're not making money because they don't stay all night at the office. They don't go the extra mile.
They don't work all weekend.
You're making a mistake. You would be much happier at home with a husband and children.
Oh, boy. I mean, I'm literally shaking.
You just said you're single. Oh. You don't have a boyfriend. You're celibate. That's my choice. Yeah, look, you're miserable. You would be so much happier with kids around you tonight. Imagine coming home, mommy's home.
You see, Mona, your grandmother didn't like her situation. She had to do what she did. She didn't have a choice. To put a woman like that in the same category because you're scarred from the hayride, that's an insult to the character women of the West once possessed. Your grandmother refused to bring men into the home, not because she was 4B, but because she didn't want any other variable further impairing her children's development. If she were anything like you, she probably would have left her husband after the war. You are not the same. She continues with, as you can see, 4B is nothing new. The only difference is, now it has a name and women no longer have to hide the intention behind it. That's because we stopped treating it like first-degree murder. Now we treat it like nothing more than a life choice. And since Roe v. Wade was overturned and Trump was elected, women are also doing it as a way to take back control over their bodies and lives.
Dad would be proud.
What started as an act of rebellion on the fringes of highly misogynistic, conservative, and violent South Korean society is now beginning to take shape all over the world. It's only logical that if some of your actions could result in unfortunate consequences, you stop doing those actions. The year was 2020 and society was stuck inside because of COVID. That created a much-awaited and wonderful opportunity for me to finally quit because I no longer had the social interactions that would usually goad me to put a death stick in my mouth and puff cancer-infused smoke into my lungs.
Are we really doing this?
Now.
The social isolation made it easy for me to quit. And once I did, I came to a huge realization. This whole smoking thing had been completely useless. I've never even dreamed of putting a cigarette into my mouth ever since just because it wasn't doing me any good. The same happened to me with men. The only difference is that I wasn't trying to quit men, I had no intention to live a single life, and I didn't consider men harmful. Quite the contrary, the last time I got out of a relationship, I was looking for the next one, although the one before had been quite unhealthy and draining.
Care self-dreams.
But not for a second did I consider this was because of men as a whole, but rather because I had chosen the wrong man at the time. It just so happened that I didn't fall in love with anyone for a while. I think it must have been over a year, and unless there's love, I'm not interested in a relationship just for the sake of it. At the end of that year, I came to a huge realization. This whole relationship with men thing had been absolutely useless. This year allowed me some time to heal from my broken past relationships and live life on my own. And what I found is that the absence of men and love interests brought me incredible peace. There was no drama, no tension, no sleepless nights.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
I could focus on myself, my life, my work, my cats, my home, and my wants and needs, rather than focusing on somebody else's. My life flourished. I felt happier and more at peace than ever before. It just felt right, and now, almost 10 years later, it still does. Mona, let me break it down for you. Not to convince you to come back into the dying market. Sounds like you have baggage, but because you apparently can't hear yourself when you talk. First off, your politics betray you right away. You don't have to agree what's going on, but the way you phrased everything is the first red flag. The next one is where you compare men to an addictive chemical. I mean, how more on the nose could you have been here? What happened, Mona, is that you essentially became the scotch tape nuns would use by the time it was taken off the final arm. You're incapable of bonding, because you bounced from chat to chat, and for some reason you think this is comparable to your grandmother who lost her husband after the war. Honestly, have you read this since you wrote it, or did you just combat the opinions made because you refused to take accountability? Probably the latter.
What's your age?
Does it matter?
Absolutely.
Alright, I'm 31.
33.
What's the biggest challenge you run into dating 30-year-old men?
They lie.
They're broke.
You're meeting broke men at 30?
I mean, I'm not meeting them, but there's multiple men out there that are broke.
So how much income should a 30-year-old guy be bringing in now in 2023?
100K
Over 100K,
plus.
Yeah.
100K minimum.
Do you think that's realistic?
Yeah.
If you put the effort in and the hustle
it's
into
very,
it, it's
very,
possible.
Very possible.
But do you know what percentage of the U.S. is actually bringing in 100K?
Very low. I don't know the percentage.
About 10% probably.
10%?
Yeah.
So if it's 10% of the U.S., why is that the expectation at 30?
I don't know. We have that question. Tell us.
Are you yourself bringing in 100K as a woman?
I am. As a woman, more actually. Okay. Yeah.
Do you think that that makes you easier to date?
No, it's actually harder. So yes, women that are intelligent and make more money than men, it's harder to date.
Back. Let's go see why she ended up popping over here. All right, your name and age and why you ended up popping your balloon.
Shelly, I'm 24. I'll be 25 next month. I ended up popping my balloon because I'm just not like sexually attracted. I'm like very, like my man, and I just don't feel like I'll be like, oh, my man. I know that sounds a little explicit, but I was just thinking about it. I was hearing you out, had great responses. I love communication. I think you know, I love that you are open as far as like, you don't have deal breakers. You're like trying to see and build with someone because I feel like the dating pool, people just exit people out for everything. But I was just like, dang, I don't see myself like crawling in bed and yeah, so sorry.
Right. So? Is she someone that you would approach?
You cool. I wouldn't approach.
Okay.
You cool. Pretty for sure.
I'm curious why you wouldn't approach.
Right.
I personally wouldn't approach. I don't like the fit a little bit. I just don't like the heels.
Okay.
With the dress.
That makes sense.
It's a little combo.
I mean, you was a little basic too.
I'm chilling. I'm chilling.
I know you got popped, and I'm trying to get clout off of me. So. All right. I get it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Shelly. Yeah. Hey, Justine, why was your balloon unpopped for him?
Because, again, the clothes situation is a little bit too tight.
Okay.
A little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Why'd you end up popping her balloon?
Probably because just a little bit, you know, I'm not like BBL type dude, so. You know,
I never had a BBL.
Okay. No worries.
It's okay.
Assumed.
Mona, take this BBL as a metaphor. It's basically your argument rolled into a single clip. She continues with, "However, I do see how 4B is easier for me than it might be for other women. I never had the desire to have children, so that part of the equation was never an issue. Getting married was also not a priority for me because I had found the right man, and I didn't."
Why am I not surprised?
"Dating is an excruciating ordeal that I never wanted to be a part of. That's why I always chose my boyfriends for my groups of friends. This way I got to know them well without going through the whole dating process. And the bed bumping part, to tell you the truth, once you are abstinent for a while, you're no longer interested in it. I never thought I would say that about myself since I was always one of those women who could never get enough of it. But here we are. I just didn't care anymore.
My database does not encompass the dynamics of human peer bonding.
If it is to have O's, men's are not so great at the job. The O gap is a real thing. As I said, once you get out of the sausage fog, a term I once heard in a sitcom and it stuck with me because of its unexpectedly funny accuracy, things are clear and peaceful. But it is for myself, and so far it's proven to be an excellent choice for me. I don't plan to keep it going for the rest of my life, but I don't plan to quit it anytime soon either. I've reached the point where a possible partner would have to bring a lot of value to my life while also not disturbing my peace for me to consider a relationship with him. Until then, 4B works like a charm. It's not for everyone, but it is for more women than have ever dared to try it. If my gorgeous great-grandma did it during famine, depression, and global war, it's obviously not an impossible task. It's nothing more than a preference. Oh yeah, Mona, I'm sure she would agree. Running around with countless guys in seedy nightclubs, getting burnt out by what you call a sausage fog. I'm sure every woman in the Great Depression and before had the same problems.
What are we doing here, guys? Pretty good proof to me. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm video recording you, buddy. Video recording you, and you got prison time, not me. Right. Hey, Charlene, all I'm going to say is, are you coming with me or are you staying with this guy? Pick or choose right now. And because, you know what? We've screwed the last two nights. She sucked my, and professed to me that she's going to, loves me and wants to be with me forever. And I have it on audio, actually. I'll send you the file just so you believe me. And she swore, you know what she said to me last night? She said, I swear on my kids' lives, Ryan, that I'm not doing anything with Stefan anymore because it was always only about his daughter, and now that that's done, we're done. But clearly that's not the case, is it, Charlene?
Shop with us at Walmart. Ah. We got King ready to shop with Mama.
Doritos are funny.
Gum for work.
Snack, powder donuts, shave, gum for work. Donuts for King.
The shampoo and conditioner that I use.
And Walmart snack. Look, I found new Yeezys, King. Woo! They'll never know. These are actually the only socks I use for the kids. Getting like 100 pairs.
Perfect for me. My favorite. Let's try these. Yes. Fist pump. Boom. Yep. Yep.
You wish that was you, huh?
Fave. My brother with me, I know he hates me. And they better eat these.
The date is like 3 days before it's expired.
Shut up. Oh my god, to make guys. Yeah, I need Leslie in my life. So she can show me how. The best. Tell me how much you think I'm gonna spend here, and if you get it right, I'll cash up you 100.
If you made it to the end of this video, I want to say I appreciate you. So don't forget to hit that like button, drop a comment to have a chance to be featured, and hit that sub button to approve of our message. And we now have an official second channel, Manned Guide Reacts. Link is down in the description. We got fresh content, going to be trying some new stuff over there, so subscribe to that for new content. I appreciate all the continued support, and I want to wish you all tremendous success. See ya in the next one.